Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
Always a treat to talk with an original Texan. It's Jay Foreman, the former linebacker for the Houston Texans. And Jay, you've got such an interesting perspective on things. You played for Reggie Herring, the linebacker's coach way back when, and now he's returned. You also played for Wade Phillips when you were in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So this 3-4 defense versus the 3-4 defense you played for as a Texan, you know, what do you see differently right here on the practice field?
I think that, you know, one thing about Wade that people don't understand is he lets his athletes play. It's a very, very simple defense and game plan. It's built on execution and athletic ability and going out there and making plays. So Wade is always going to – he can go anywhere and be successful as a coordinator, and Reggie fits right in. He is a good motivator. He definitely will get the best out of you, and you kind of – if you're not prepared for it, he can scare you a little bit with all his yelling.
It's interesting you say the letting the athletes play part, because J.J. Watt was talking about that today, and we've heard other players talk about the freedom that Wade gives them. How have guys like Watt, like Cushing, like Ed Reed potentially, how have they and will they benefit from that?
Well, it's going to be a great defense, and you know any great defense has a great player at each level. Obviously the Texans do. Wade's defense is just predicated on out there and making plays and being a good team. He's a player's coach, and you know, as long as you're a veteran, a professional, you go out and succeed in his defense every day of the week.
What do you like about the guys behind Cushing that the team has added? Basically coming back from injury today, Daryl Sharpen returns, and then earlier in the week, you see Joe Mays sign with the team.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a two-headed monster. I think both of them can fill in at that spot. I think it's going to be maybe a rotational thing, in my opinion. Both of them are kind of the same type of player, fast twitch, good athletic ability, guys that can bring some pop, and then also they're young. And so I think it's going to help for, not only for this year, but down the road. It was a good signing with Mays, and obviously with Sharpton coming back, that's an addition too. So I think it's a good move on both ends.
What kind of younger, lesser-known defensive guys have stood out to you from what you've seen?
Jared Crick looks really good as a, you know, five technique defensive end.
Now, are you saying this as a Nebraska homer, or are you saying this, you know, legitimately?
No, it's legitimate. He looks a lot bigger than last year. He looks like he's probably, you know, the game slowed down with for him a little bit, and he looks more physical, and he looks like he's ready to play. So he can be a rotational guy behind the starters, and anytime that you have a great defense, you need guys that can be multi-purpose on the defensive line and obviously in linebackers too.
You know, what you're saying really meshes with what we heard about him as he started his final year of college at Nebraska. I mean, this was a guy people talked about. He could be a first-round pick.
Yeah, he has a lot of talent. He was a high school All-American. Unfortunately, he got hurt, you know, his senior year in college, and so that's obviously hurt his draft status. But now you're seeing the fruits of his labor, and now you're going to see a big jump from year one to year two. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And also, he's a Nebraska guy, but he looks really good out there for the last two practices I've seen.
He was a member of the black shirt defense. And we're going to talk with Jay Foreman again as long as you're up for it, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good stuff from Jay Foreman.